Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for September 2012. September is an interesting month, with lots of things appearing and disappearing. Most notably, Venus passing in front of the Beehive Cluster around the middle of the month, and a rare appearance of Mare Orientale, or the Eastern Sea, on the edge of the Moon. As you probably know, the Moon keeps the same face towards the Earth. This is because of a phenomenon known as gravitational locking. However, the Moon wobbles a little bit in its orbit, which allows up to 59% of the lunar surface to be seen from the Earth over the course of a month. This wobbling is called lunar libration. And the best time to see Mare Orientale is around the 11th, 12th and 13th of the month at 3, 4 and 5 a.m. respectively. Check out a moon map to see where to look. New moon this month is on the 15th and the full moon is on the 29th. Now on to the planets. Again, all the planets are visible at some time of night or morning this month, Jupiter being perhaps the most spectacular. The best time to see Jupiter is at the end of the month, just before dawn. It may be found to the south in the constellation of Taurus the Bull. Binoculars or a small telescope will show the atmospheric belts, possibly the Great Red Spot if you're lucky, and certainly the four Galilean moons. Venus is a good early morning object again, before dawn, just before sunrise, at around 4 a.m. in the east. Mercury may be found around the same time at the beginning of the month, again in the east, from around 5:30 a.m. Saturn is past its best, but may still be seen at the beginning of the month fairly low down in the south-southwest, in the constellation of Virgo. Just next door to it, and lower down, only just above the horizon, is Mars. And for the more confident amongst you, Uranus may be seen in the constellation of Pisces in the south around midnight or 1 o'clock at the end of the month, and Neptune, at the beginning of the month, is in the constellation of Aquarius, again in the south, around midnight. There are no meteor showers this month of any note, but if you're out looking at the sky, it's well worth keeping an eye open for any sporadic meteors. These are meteors that are random and not associated with any particular meteor shower. Last month, the Society went out looking at the Perseids, and we must have seen half a dozen between us over 3 or 4 hours. Not a very good average, I'm afraid. September is a good time for observing the Milky Way, as it passes almost directly overhead. You should know Cassiopeia by now, the W shape of stars. The Milky Way lies directly along and in the direction of this constellation, so it is easy to find. Whether the light pollution at your observation site is good enough to let you see the Milky Way is another question. However, on a nice bright night with little or no light pollution, the Milky Way is a magnificent sight. When you look at it, you are looking along the crowded centre of our galaxy. The Sun and the Earth is about 2/3 of the way out along a spiral arm from the centre of the galaxy, and so we get a magnificent view of most of the central mass stars, which we call the Milky Way. Cygnus the Swan also lies along the line of the Milky Way, so provides another way of locating it. And the best time to look out for the Milky Way is over the middle of the month when the Moon is around new, as this cuts out the natural light pollution. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. Listen out next month for October's highlights. Bye for now.